The quake's epicenter was 124 miles west of Adak, the nearest inhabited island, where resident Violet Pearl says she definitely noticed it.
It was a good shaker. I was reading, and I was laying on my back, and I thought it was going to roll me off the bed, so I was like, do I move or do I just stay and enjoy the ride?
As of this afternoon, Adak residents reached by phone weren't aware of any serious damage or any injuries in the community, although Pearl says the quake was strong enough to knock items off the shelves at her business, R&V Enterprises. She says this one felt different from the other good-sized quakes that have hit the island in recent years.
You can hear them coming. It sounds like a semi-truck. You can hear it coming, then it hits. But this one was just kind of started out slow, and then it just kind of gradually just started rocking things. But it wasn't no hard jolt like the other two.
16 smaller earthquakes followed in the same area later in the morning, half a dozen of them with magnitudes above 5.0. The West Coast and Alaska Tsunami Warning Center in Palmer put out a tsunami warning for the immediate area a few minutes after the big one hit, but it was called off a half hour later. Bruce Turner, the center's science officer, says the closest monitoring station on Amchitka Island picked up waves of just a few centimeters. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.